Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. OMG. Guess who is here, everybody? From the Small Business Development Center, Aiktha Markuye is
good
here.
Morning.
Aiktha, good morning.
Good morning.
I love your name so much. I just like saying your name, Aiktha.
And you say it right.
Well, I try.
Which is exciting every time I come here.
Well, you know what? I was teasing yesterday the guests that were here, but you know everybody. But I can't remember who it was. And I was like, Aiktha. And they were like, how did you just say her name like that? I was like, It's Aiktha. Everybody knows Aiktha.
Well, when you become friends.
With everybody.
We say each other's name right. It's important.
Don't you love it, though? I can't imagine what you go through.
41 years, Renee. 41 years with my name.
But when people, like, they always spell my name wrong, and I'm like, that's not how you spell my name, even though it's right there in front of your face. Like, I can't imagine what you go through, Aiktha.
It's strange looking.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes.
Do you know the last time you were here and you guys had those special classes, we're going to talk about that. Okay. OMG.
Yes.
People went nuts.
They did go nuts.
They went.
And we have a full cyber class because of it.
Yeah.
And we're in our last class tonight.
Is the last
uh-huh.
class?
Uh-huh.
Which is exciting.
It is.
So we're, of course, going to talk about some of the classes coming up in next year.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
But for those that don't know, let's kind of start off with what is the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. This is really a valuable, it's like a diamond in the rough that a lot of people may not know about. But it's really a valuable place, tool for small business development.
Yeah, and hopefully over the last few years, we're now the diamond with a little less rough
right around
it.
You're actually the sparkle.
We have lots of awesome impact numbers to talk about in a little bit, but I always love just kind of going back to the basics because there's always a new business listening to your show. And what's important for everyone to know is that the Pikes Peak SBDC, it's one of 15 offices throughout the entire state. And it's actually a national program as well.
Yeah.
So.
And that's one of 15.
We're one of 15 in the state. So what's important is any SBDC you go to, and here in the Pikes Peak region, you're always going to get educationally based support for your small business. So what we do is make sure we help you cut all the right corners to create the most economic impact for our community and for your own business.
Wow.
And yeah, so there's free consulting. There's 45 amazing, we cannot do anything without them, consultants. A lot of them that our community already knows because they're very engaged with the community.
Right, correct.
There's free consulting for the life of your business. So you can start with us. And you can exit with us 40, 50, 60 years later.
Right.
Which is, I think, at any stage of your business, you need something different.
Yeah.
And then
because there's different, like, just like life cycles of your business.
Life cycles, if you're a family-owned business, you know, there's that. There's other dimensions of your business we need to talk about. There's all sorts of succession planning. There's a lot of things that we can do with you. Tons of workshops that we've talked about before on the show.
Yeah.
And tons of events. So it's just... Sometimes when you start with us, it's a little overwhelming because there's
the information
that we do. But not only that, we partner with every amazing other small business organization like the BBB and the Pikes Peak Workforce Center and all sorts of groups that you work with too, Renee, that we partner with. And so there's even all of that that comes along with knowing and working with us that we provide to you and, you know, give you direction on if you need it.
So if somebody is just starting out, and we know right now the startups happening in Colorado Springs, because we did a show during Thanksgiving week of the startups that are happening.
Yep.
So, and there's some big startups that are happening here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know all about them.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody is just starting up and they, what is the best step do you think for them if they're starting up to get connected with SBDC and all the program? Like you said, I'm sure it can be completely overwhelming.
It is. So the best thing to do is if you've never ran a business before, ever, and you just have this really awesome idea, go to PikesPeakSBDC.org and sign up for the boot camp steps to running your business class. And it's also an on-demand class now on our website. So you can take it whenever you can.
Right.
That's the first thing. So get connected with us online. Once you connect, either by signing up for a workshop or signing up for consulting, which you can access if you've ran a business for or are in business and looking at strategic development.
Right.
We get the information we need from you. We're not member based. It's a free service.
Right.
So just sign up. It's going to ask a lot of questions. And then our amazing admin, Becky Hager, And Tanya, we've actually hired an assistant for our assistant. That's how many people come through our office
for
now.
The assistant. Yeah. You know what? You know when you have an assistant for the assistant?
I mean, it's the best thing that happened to our admin's life, I think. So
she was like,
she's probably laughing right now listening. So
she's like, that's right. I have an assistant.
She
now.
Does. And she is much deserving. So Tanya or Becky, we actually have names of people that will call you back. And send you an email.
We have names of people.
Yeah, you'll get to know them really well. It's like family when you walk into our office. Just touch base. And the best thing is once you get started with us, we put you on the right path. We send you the next class or the next consultant. We send you to another resource partner, if that makes more sense. Whatever it is, just get your information in, and then we'll take you from there.
But I do want to emphasize, like you're saying, it's not just for startups, people starting out. If you're already in business, or maybe, like you said, you're in the life cycle in your business where it's like, I need some... Reach out. I mean, it's
We start businesses and business starts. So you have startups and then you have business starts depending lifestyle, tech, you know, there's a little bit difference in those, how we take care of those businesses. But, you know, sometimes we start up and then they leave for a little bit. We don't see that client for maybe even a year. And then in a year, there's a new thing that comes up or a new question.
Right.
And then they re-engage with the consulting. Now, we usually see our clients, even if startup or existing, come to the events because those are always fun.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to go ahead and take a break now, because when we come back, we're going to kind of recap of 2019, and then a little bit later, we're going to kind of what's ahead in 2020. So we've got a lot more. Aiketha Markouye is here from Pikes Peak SBDC. Got all that? Okay, next on the Extra on Gay Radio News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And here with us today, I think we need to get Aiketha. Hey, TJ. Can we make Aiketha her own theme song?
Yes.
He's like, did he say yeah?
No.
Aiketha Markouye is here from Pikes Peak SBDC. And we are talking about everything SBDC and how you can contact them. We've had all the workshops, which we're going to talk about that, because I'm sure all the workshops for the year, Aiketha, are wrapping up, and then a new series of workshops are starting in 2020.
January, here we come.
Here we come. Yep. So you're going to want to get registered as soon as possible. But let's kind of talk about, and we do need to talk about the economic impact numbers, so let's save that, though.
Okay.
Does that work?
That works.
Do you want to do the numbers at the end of kind of the recap of 2019?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay, so let's kind of look back at 2019. I can't believe we're almost to the end of the year.
What a great year.
It's been a great year.
It was a good year for us.
Yes. I mean, the impact.
Well, so that's
been big.
We'll talk about impact, but more importantly, what we started trying to do better in 2019 was tell some more stories.
Yeah.
I don't think listening to Aiketha on the radio talking about impact numbers all the time is really the only way to tell people what we do.
But once we get your own theme song,
then it'll be all different.
Yeah.
But what we are trying to do is, you know, I have a little small business myself. I want to hear from other businesses on how they utilize services in our community to become more successful. So we're trying to do a better job. And in 2019, we started this by creating more video and more storytelling. We're actually contracting with my friend Dean Miller, who you may know.
Yes, we know Dean.
To write some stories for us, because we need good storytelling. We have our amazing PIO, Natalie Sosa, to help get our stories out.
Hi, Natalie.
But it's more about the stories, and El Paso County is really working on this as well. We're part of El Paso County Economic Development.
Right.
Storytelling is really important for all of us, and I think that reaches a lot further than just having a boring conversation about, oh, we teach QuickBooks. Well, we're going to have a story that says we learned how to do QuickBooks and we found so much money we were losing because of this, or that.
Wow.
Right?
See, so that's huge.
That's the way we want to talk about what we do. And in 2019, we really focused on our marketing and our approach to having the community understand what we do, not only that we do startups, but existing. And so we worked on storytelling, which I just talked about.
Yep.
We launched a new website. It was a statewide initiative. All SBDCs in the state launched a really nice website, easy to navigate.
Yes.
There's video on the website. One of my favorite things is our consultant page. It's the team. When you go to see who our team is, or go to see who our consultants are under the About Us tab, you can sort by topic. So something
awesome.
Dustin Kunkel, our program manager, did, which was super cool as he developed this, was you can put in taxes.
Okay.
And it'll pull up all of our consultants that can work on taxes. So you know.
So say you have a tax question.
Exactly.
For your business.
Yep.
But you need help.
Yep. Social media, SEO, you can search and then that consultant face will pop up with their name.
Wow.
So when you call, talk to Becky or Tanya in our office, you can ask for one of those people.
Okay.
And
that's
then
awesome.
It's a lot easier to navigate. The other cool thing is the business resources navigation on the website is, like I said, we are a great place to come for everything. We are okay with saying we don't do everything. So that resources page is a really good place
to go see what else you got.
What micro lenders are there?
Okay,
who does social impact? What are our community partners? What are the best networking events in town? We posted our favorites on that page.
Okay.
And if you have one out there that isn't there and you think yours is the best, call us.
And let you know.
Yeah. So, but we have chamber connections on there. Just everything on the resource page, which is a business that has so many random questions. Our page should hopefully at this, our website, be easy to navigate to find the answer.
Well, like you said, it's also a lot of the stuff you were mentioning is that connection, it sounds like, with, you know, a Pikes Peak Workforce Center, a BBB of Southern Colorado, all those connections, the chamber.
Yep. What's the best networking event? I'm like, did you go to Business Connects? You go to After Hours in Tri-Lakes? You know, depending on where you are, we like to send you to what the best networking event. The other really cool things we've done is on the educational platforms that we have.
Okay.
We've heard it loud and clear that
you can't
always come to a class during the day at the SBDC.
Right. I'm actually working my business, right? Or something
that. Yeah. So we've created an amazing list of on-demand workshops. So we've done a lot of webinars. We've recorded them. And now you can take them whenever you want.
So like you're doing something, working on it, you can listen to the class.
Yeah, you can
fantastic.
Take the class online and you don't have to come between 9 and 11, for example. So the on-demand
during the prime business hours kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And then if we have a little time, after, you know, 8 years of being in this position, we kind of felt like, you know, everything's gone online and digital because we have to.
Right.
But it's really important to get back to your roots and remember why you exist.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what really makes us feel amazing? And one of the things that make us feel amazing is our work. It started with our partnership at the Pikes Peak Library District in Southeast Colorado Springs. And then the RISE Coalition came about in Solid Rock CDC with the Fresh Start Investment Program, which we ended up partnering on. And what that program does with Solid Rock CDC, it uses our SBDC curriculum to do strategic planning and help businesses start in Southeast Colorado Springs. Here's the second part that came out of that, though, is now we're working with the Department of Corrections. So that is a really cool program that we've been doing for a while with Corey Arcaris as our lead, longtime consultant. We are in transitioning facilities for those transitioning out of the prison system.
Okay.
So justice involves citizens, whether they're currently in, transitioning out, or are out. We're working with them directly to help them pursue entrepreneurial goals.
Oh, great.
And that impact and the love that they have when they pass, when they finish one of our classes, which is the same that we do for everybody.
Right.
You know, it's business is business.
Right.
I mean, the look in their eyes and how they feel is so rewarding for everybody. It just makes us feel really good to help with second chances, and that's really important to us. So I just wanted to mention that. It's a really cool program.
It's a huge program. Okay.
And, yeah.
Oh, hold that thought, Aiketha. TJ's peeking over, looking at me like, we got to stop.
Sorry.
No, Aiketha, you're fine. We're going to have more.
I'll keep talking until you cut me off.
We got more with Aiketha, Mark Coulier, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to be talking with Aiketha. Aiketha's here, Executive Director of Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center, SBDC. We're talking about 2019. It was a huge year for SBDC. And it's going to get even bigger in 2020.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you still wanted to touch on some of the things from 2019?
Yeah.
Because we wanted to touch on the impact.
That's
right. I mean, full impact of it.
Yeah, we like talking about our impact numbers.
Yeah.
So SBDC is very much a part of the economic development discussion. We are part of economic development, El Paso County. We work with the city of Colorado Springs. We work with Teller County. We exist to help businesses succeed, but they succeed if we help them hire people and retain jobs and actually increase the revenue. And so the numbers I'm about to tell you about are the impact we collect throughout the year. And actually, these aren't even year end right now because we have our final survey going out. So these are going to go up quite a bit because the final survey usually does that. But the numbers we report are real. And I always like to emphasize that we don't just make up these numbers or whatever. Every time a client comes in, Becky and Tanya pull them aside and they say, since your last visit with the SBDC, how did we help you in the areas I'll talk about?
Okay.
And if they say, oh, you didn't help me with that loan, then we can't count it.
Right.
If they said,
you don't go, oh, well, we directed it. Right. Okay.
If they said, Robin Roberts or Jackie Gonzalez or one of our consultants helped me package myself for this loan, then we actually record that and then the client signs off.
Oh, okay.
They actually have to sign off with or on email.
You're not just like poofing the numbers.
And then a third party actually double checks all of our work.
Okay.
So these are real numbers. Right. So far for 2019, we have created and retained 381 jobs for our community.
Wow.
I just kind of combined those two for sake of time. We have helped businesses be approved for loans or different investments in their business of about $13 million.
Wow.
I mean, these are really good numbers compared to...
I was like, wow.
I mean, and the business cycle goes up and down. So sometimes we have higher in one area than others. It's just how the world works. We may do the same thing. But this year, it was big on getting capital infused into businesses. We helped our businesses increase sales of over $12 million, almost $12.5 million.
Wow.
And helped them get contracts of $7,700,000.
How much for contracts? $7 million?
Over $7 million.
For contracts. So, that's amazing.
So we helped our businesses kick butt this year. This is a really interesting number. This is why Becky has an assistant now. Our admin has an assistant. We currently have 636 active clients for the year. Last year, we had 588.
Wow.
The year before that, in 2017, 549. And then it just keeps going lower in the years past. So because of the outreach, probably the storytelling, you know, that we've been doing and the awesome work of us with our partners, 636 active clients.
Active right now. Yeah. And you know it's just going to get bigger.
Well, we still have the rest of the month. And it's amazing. We get about 30 requests for assistance every few days.
Do you really?
Yeah. So we have to be really quick and efficient on getting them the right resources very quickly or getting them into with us. We are a little bit like a doctor's office where there's a couple weeks wait sometimes. So that's why we supplemented a lot of what we do with other resources on demand, stuff like that.
Oh, that's incredible.
So we've had over 2,000 hours of consulting for the year.
How many?
Over 2,000, 2,192.9 to be exact. Wow. And then 137 trainings. Our goal was only 59, so we had 137. And 2,439 attendees for our workshops. And that doesn't even count the 3,000 we had at Small Business Week with the BBB.
Wow.
Because we count those differently. But just for our workshops and events alone, 2,439. So basically... I haven't done, to be honest with you, the math so for the current number. But for every dollar we get invested in our community, we return about $37 to $42 is usually the range we're in, back into the community on the impact we create for business in our community.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so sponsors that really care about the community love us because we're putting that money right back in 30 times more.
And... So does that mean you're getting ready for next year? Because
yes.
Based on those numbers, Aiktha,
we're not slowing down.
Right. 2020 is going to be. So this is why it's probably a good idea to get
register online.
Register mm-hmm. online, mm-hmm. get ready for. So let's start talking about some of the stuff expected. Of course, you're going to have the classes and stuff like that, which we're going to talk about. But 2020, I'm sure knowing you have stuff mapped and ready. Right. At least starting to.
Dustin's frantically trying to get my attention to get things locked in. So we have some really cool stuff coming up. We're always going to have the basics for our community. There's always going to be QuickBooks and social media classes, SEO, legal topics, stuff like that. We're never going to get rid of that because every business needs it all the time.
Yeah.
But something really cool like I said, we're trying to go back to the roots and remember what makes the most impact with our clients. So we're bringing in, and Natalie told me not to say this word on the radio, but I'm going to, experiential training.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Why did she say not to? We're saying experiential.
Because I feel like I'm saying it wrong every time.
Oh, no, you're saying
okay.
it right.
So we're bringing in experience to our workshop series. So we're going to launch it. So this little teaser, we're going to launch it in January with a really cool name and hashtag and this and that. But we are going to take our clients on the road with us, and we're going to go into the business.
Wow.
Not just talk to them about this is what layout looks like. We're actually going to go into one of the most successful businesses in our town and talk about what does retail layout look like? What does a kitchen layout? What does a line do? And then talk about topics. This just came up in our strategic planning meeting the other day, is why is it important to stay open late during the holiday hours? Hint, hint.
Yeah, like you're not shutting down
at
5.
Don't shut down at 5:30 on a Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Because guess what? Everyone's shopping when they get out of work. Right. And that's when you want to see the lights downtown. Or in Downtown Partnership is doing an amazing job with this, by the way, especially with the ice skating rink. But in all of our areas of the region, this is why their chambers are focusing on let's stay open late. Let's do really cool things in the evening. So those are things we want to talk about. What actually works for certain businesses in certain areas.
That's so incredible. It's very hands-on.
Yeah, very hands-on from the owner of the business itself, where they talk to you from their heart about what stinks and what has worked and what efficiencies have they found work for their business. So we're going to look at restaurant, retail, a lot of the lifestyle type of companies, but manufacturing, if you're a manufacturer, we're trying to incorporate quite a bit next year.
Well, and with manufacturing, aren't we starting to, that's a whole nother, and aren't we starting to see a lot more manufacturing jobs coming to our area?
That's a good question, and my answer is we're seeing a lot more clients, so I can answer it with what I know from our office, but we partner with Manufacturers Edge on a program where we can bring in that expertise on lean manufacturing and layout and different certifications and how to get those. But we really want to take people in, you know, the shows How It's Made or Dirty Jobs or whatever. Like, we want to go in and actually showcase what it feels like in the space. So,
It's really great too if somebody's thinking about starting up and going, okay, I do want to do retail.
Yeah.
What do I need to know?
What do you need to know? And then a big thing now is, and this came up with Becky in our office the other day, how are you combating the theft that's going on during the holiday season? Mm-hmm. Like, as a retail storefront, packages are being shipped. So business continuity planning, disaster planning, where are those being shipped in? How does that look at your business? How are you keeping an eye on the front?
Right.
A lot of stuff like that. So the real life experience is what we're trying to bring to the table. And then we're really focusing on going to our clients and being a little bit more accessible.
That's awesome.
So what a concept, right?
hold that thought though. Okay. Because but you guys are growing so fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you have an assistant to the assistant of the assistant, that's the assistant, you know.
And some great interns from UCCS and all sorts
you
of
know
stuff
I'm
going
being
on.
Funny.
But so we started a satellite office at Fort Carson last year. And so we're hoping to grow that by doing some more work with a couple other offices on base and having additional funds to add another consultant to as a lead on the veterans program.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're very involved with the Workforce Center Veterans Program, Mount Carmel, Fort Carson. We have a couple calls coming up with the education office on Fort Carson. We just have a lot of transitioning military, and we need to take care of them. And then after we get that in place, we're hoping to be at Peterson Air Force Base.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay, we got to take a break. We're with Aiktha Markouye, SBDC, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with the Executive Director of Pikes Peak SBDC, Aiktha Markouye. Okay, so we were talking really quick about the satellite locations, Fort Carson, boom, the veteran stuff, coming to Peterson.
Yes,
and we do
hopefully.
Have to, yes. Yep. And then we need to talk about Woodland Park. Let's talk about Woodland Park.
Yeah, so we made a couple of announcements this year that we were going to be opened up in Woodland Park to service Teller County this year. I've been dragging my feet just a little bit because there's been a lot going on. We promise we will be there soon in Woodland Park. We're looking at our locations, what is the best use of our funds. We want to put most of our funds into the educational training that we have
right.
for our businesses. We don't want to put it all in rent and utilities and stuff like that. That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
So we now have solidified some amazing sponsors for Teller County as well to help fund our support. So
that's
Park
awesome.
State and Vector Bank, both of those. And then we received a grant as well for rural communities. So we will be coming soon. So then we will have Woodland Park. We've been going strong at Tri Lakes Chamber and Monument for a while now. Mm-hmm. Fort Carson. And then we are picking up on some satellite office hours in Southeast Colorado Springs again.
Oh, awesome.
So
okay.
really trying to get to all parts of the areas we cover and do a better job of that. Along with that being that we'll have more coverage, we are going to make sure that we're doing some self-help for SBDC, and we're going to do more listening sessions and hearing sessions with the small business community. So we're bringing exactly what our community needs. The great thing about our office is we can do whatever we want when it comes to what the community needs. We can create, we can let go of programs that don't matter anymore.
Right, that maybe has run its time.
So we're going to be listening more, doing more surveys, and then partnering with organizations that are having their own listening sessions to make sure our business community knows about it. The Chamber just had one on the retail sales tax laws, which are freaking crazy this year because of the Wayfair, the judgment that came down on Wayfair a while ago. Now small businesses need to pay taxes for every little places they're sending the product or service to. So Chamber had a really great listening session the other day, and we supported that and sent people to it. So we're going to be really aware of those opportunities and bring them to our clients.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do then to make sure that everybody is connected and understands is really go register, right? Or get connected.
Get connected.
Get the emails, get connected, like the Facebook
page. Facebook page has everything.
Okay.
We're on Instagram and Twitter, and we have a YouTube channel we're trying to get going with all of our amazing videos. But Facebook, you know, that's the place to go for to see what events are going on.
Okay.
And that's where we're posting every single one of our events and or promoting someone else's.
Okay. So that's the best way to stay connected.
Yes.
Because that's critical information.
Our newsletter and social media.
Okay. And then, so surprise, guess what? We have we're going to talk about it now.
Okay.
We just got you scheduled for the end of the month. And
yes.
Here's the reason why we did that. Because guess what's coming January 1?
I believe that is the date where a lot of new things are hitting.
A lot of new things are hitting.
Or soon.
And
we're going to find out the real dates and get those out to you on
poor
our
Natalie
page.
Is probably listening to that right now going, wait, what?
Yes,
what?
Natalie, we booked another one.
Well, but we're mostly, I think we're going to talk about the wage increase.
Yeah, the wage increase.
Because a lot of businesses may not be quite ready, prepared for that. So
and here's the thing, SBDC and the people we bring in to talk about things will tell you both sides. We're never going to say it's good or it's bad. We're going to let you come up with that decision.
Yeah.
But it's important you know what it's about.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, what's going to happen? And then we can talk about our feelings in a hearing session because that's important too.
Yeah, that'll happen at the hearing
session. Either way, there's laws and there's regulations and we have to abide by them. So we want to talk about the wage increase.
Right. So that's going to happen on the 30th of this month. So hopefully, that's only a week till the, a couple days.
Yeah.
But you know what? At least people can be prepared. So that's
happening. Yeah, and luckily there's usually some room for implementation. So we'll make sure we get the right information to cover that as well.
You're awesome.
You're awesome. I love being on here, and thank you so much. SBDC is really excited to be part of our community, and we hope to bring more impact next year.
Well, it sounds like you're going to.
Yes.
It's going to be incredible. Iktha Markoulier, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the end of the month. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll see you before the new year. And then coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Public Works is going to be here. What's happening there? We'll have that tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.